Thank you. My name is Deborah McPherson, President of the BC Nurses Union, and thank you all for coming here today. Each year, 6,800 nurses and other healthcare workers are injured by unsafe needles and other sharps in British Columbia hospitals. These needless injuries cost our cash-strapped healthcare system $13.6 million annually for testing and treatment. But this is much more than an issue about statistics and money. This is an issue about people, because those 6,800 healthcare workers are real people getting real injuries and sometimes exposed to bloodborne diseases such as HIV, AIDS, and hepatitis B and C. Each one of those 6,800 accidents is a devastating injury for a worker and their family. Today, we have three of those injured workers here with us. They've agreed to share their very private stories with you and the public because they don't want anyone else to experience what they and other families have been forced to endure, simply because this province continues to allow the use of unsafe needles. We want the necessary regulations passed quickly before another life is endangered. Already in Manitoba and Saskatchewan, they've introduced the necessary legislation to protect their citizens. 24 states in the U.S. and the federal U.S. government have also mandated the use of safety-engineered sharps devices. The U.S. government reports that in the year after the law took effect, in 2000, needle stick injuries had plummeted by 51%. Now is the time for the Workers' Compensation Board to follow the lead of those jurisdictions and mandate strong guidelines before any other British Columbian suffers needless injury like Julia, Julie, or Elton. An internal WC proposal, which we haven't seen yet, goes to the WCB Board of Directors on November 13th. The WCB is doing the right thing by bringing this regulation forward, but we want to make sure that the key essential elements are included, and those are: 1, a requirement for more protective devices, safety and retractable needles; 2, that those devices are selected in consultation with our joint occupational health and safety committees; 3, that a log of all sharps injuries be maintained; and 4, that the practice of passing sharps devices from hand to hand be ended and that neutral space methods be used in our operating rooms. So that's what we're hoping for. Now we'll hear the real reason why it's so important to have these regulations. First, let's hear from Julie Savard. Julie?